Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto celle de Roma.
Welcome to another episode of Italian American Life with Frankie D, the very first Italian American podcast since 2013. All our episodes can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, along with our one-minute videos called Italian American Moments and our bilingual Italian American children's books. We also highlight other books about Italian America, and there's also a guide with links to Italian American museums, newspapers, magazines, and useful websites for all your Italian American needs. My guest today is Dr. Matthew Schellenegger, the founder and executive director of Opera Seme, which is an opera immersion experience in Arezzo, Tuscany. Dr. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm very excited to learn. This is, I don't know if I've ever had any episodes about opera. And we all know, or we should know, opera was created, invented in our beautiful Italy. So this is, it's a big part of our culture. And this is a wonderful program that I cannot wait to learn about. Tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Well, I'm a singer. I'm an opera singer, and I've been singing all my life. I grew up in a very musical family. My dad would always bring, when I was a kid, he'd go to the library and bring opera records home, and I would listen to them. And even as a 7 or 8 year old, I was hooked and just loved the art form.
Was your father into opera? Was he a singer as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, my family all sings. I don't think any of them were into opera the way I was. It's just something. So music certainly was, vocal music. But opera was something that I really discovered early on my own and just loved the way that opera combined all the art forms together. You know, you have theater and visual art and music and storytelling and amazing singing. So it's something that I've always loved. So when I went to college, it took me a little way to find my way, but by about my sophomore year, I realized, boy, I really love this. I want to be a music major. And then decided I really wanted to pursue a career in opera. So I pursued those things and ended up having a fairly minor career as a professional singer. I did a graduate degree at the University of Cincinnati, which has one of the top, for many years, the top opera programs in the country. And while I was pursuing that degree, I did what a lot of young American singers do. We know that to be opera singers, we have to learn Italian. We have to learn how to pronounce it, hopefully how to speak it correctly.
Can I interrupt you right there? The way my brain works, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
So you're this young child. You're not of Italian origin, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay. So now you love opera, but isn't your mind going, what the hell are they saying? This is, I don't even understand.
Well, so my dad also bought this big book. I mean, now you can see them online, but this big book of opera librettos with the translations. So here I am. I'm like this 9 or 10 year old kid listening to French and Italian opera, following along with the translation. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. I know I'm weird.
No, that's is very cool. That's
but
what
I was just fascinated. Like. Yeah. So yeah, I would follow along with the translations. So I knew what was going on. And, you know, now, you know, today in every opera house in the country, we have super titles. So, you know, if you don't know this, if you're scared of going to the opera, I'll say, if anyone listening, because you're scared of the language, most companies will have super titles above the stage so you can follow along in English and know exactly what's going on. So it's
I had no idea of that. And that,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've never been to an opera. So I watched
Maybe it's time.
It is time. It is time. I did watch a movie at our Italian Cultural Center in Chicago about opera. I don't remember the movie. And I did recently attend a vocal scholarship of opera singers, which was very nice. But that is
wonderful.
A very good point that you made about the subtitles. I never would have
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so I think it makes it much more accessible. It's like, you know, it's like watching a no harder than watching a foreign film with subtitles these
That's a
days.
great idea. I think that does help
So
the
go explore opera. It's
now I
amazing.
definitely have a better reason
Don't
to.
be
Yes.
scared.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So you were saying before, I'm sorry, I cut you off,
That's fine.
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Where were you? Where you were talking
Well,
about.
I was starting to say that when I was in grad school, I followed the path of a lot of young singers and went and participated in young artist programs in Italy during the summer, like this, where you go and you learn a little Italian and you learn and perform a role. And I went 3 or 4 summers to different programs and kind of and then saw other things and kind of learned what I think went well and what didn't go well. I was also fortunate enough after I finished my master's to get a Rotary Club scholarship to go study in opera in Milan for a whole year. I had a year-long scholarship,
And how
and
was that experience? I'm
that
just
was one of
curious.
the greatest experiences of my life. So I spent a year in Italy, and got relatively fluent in that year. And you know, built connections. And so since then, I've always kind of, well, I should mention then, you know, before too long, I ended up getting into to higher education and teaching. So the majority of my career has been as a professor of voice and singing and music. And so I've been teaching for a long time. I have a passion for young singers and teaching and helping young singers that I have that dream of becoming a performer to succeed.
Where are
So it's
you
always
currently?
something I kind of dreamt of doing my own program because I thought I know how to do this and I think I can do it better. And so that led to an encounter I had about, I'd say 8 years ago now, with a group in Arezzo called Spazio Seme Artistic Center, International Artistic Center, which is a group of run by three amazing artists who live in Arezzo and have kind of Spazio Seme is kind of a multi-arts collaborative. So they do music, dance, theater. They offer classes. They bring in things to present in the city of Arezzo. So they're very active in all aspects of the cultural life in Arezzo. And they had wanted for some time to find someone to collaborate with and host a program like we have. So we immediately hit it off and started planning. And that's led to the Opera Semi program that we have today.
So is it a is this a private group, or is this something that's funded by the
It's
nation?
completely private. In fact, you know, Spazio Seme is actually they're actually working on getting Italian nonprofit status now, but they have been a technically a for-profit organization, and you know, we continue to try to get funding. You know, the city of Arezzo has funded us. There's a Fondazione Guido d'Arezzo. If you know anything about
Guido
music.
d'Arezzo, yes, the musical
Guido, you know,
scale.
where they say Guido Monaco
Musical
in Italy
scale.
was the, you know, it was from Arezzo, was the guy that invented musical notation, basically. So it's and solfège. So it's a great musical history in Arezzo. And
Is
so
that
we get.
where opera was discovered in Arezzo?
No. And in fact, opera was really born in, well, not too far in Florence, right around the year 1600. There was a group called we call them the Florentine Camerata in English, that group of intellectuals that got together and said, we don't like the way music is going now. We think music should be more speech-like and should tell stories like the Greeks did. So they were trying to imagine what the ancient Greeks would have done. And it invented this new art form, which quickly took off in Milan and Venice, and kind of the larger cultural centers in Italy. And of course, every like if you've been to Italy, you know, every little town has this gorgeous little opera house, as does Arezzo. So it's spread everywhere. But yeah, so musical notation may have started in with Guido Monaco, but Arezzo doesn't have it's the isn't a center of opera history like some other places.
So there's this big private center for teaching cultural things for the arts. And so you were given this opportunity, and was how did you go about doing that? Was that a very difficult process?
It wasn't too bad actually. We started it with my previous university. I'm now at East Texas A&M University, just outside of Dallas. I was at another university before, and we collaborated with the study abroad office there, and were able to get some funding through a local organization for some of the students. And that kind of gave us a core for the first couple of years. We were actually supposed to launch in summer 2020, all ready to go, and that didn't happen. And we tried again in summer 21, and that didn't happen. So we find that gave us, but it was kind of a blessing in disguise because it gave us 2 more years to plan and get everything set up. So we our first year was in 2022. This 26 will be our fifth summer, and we advertised all over the country. There are a lot of places where young aspiring opera singers can go to find programs like this. We're not the only one. There are several. And
Let me ask you this though. Is
yeah.
this so it's like a summer program,
Yes.
if I understand correctly, 4 weeks. Is it only for college students, or can
No,
anyone do it?
anyone can come. I mean, they have to be over 18. We're not set up to help minors, and really 18 until you're 18 or 19, you're physically not really ready to sing opera yet, either. So we have mostly college students, but we have we've had some singers in their 30s too, that are out of school and are just are still working to develop their career. So there's no requirement that a student be enrolled in university, but most of them are in that stage where they're either in undergraduate or graduate school or just out of it, all in that stage where they want to get more Italian experience and more experience performing opera roles that they can put on their resume.
And is this more geared towards the would-be professional, or perhaps just someone who just adores opera and just wants to just get better and further the experience?
Well, if someone wants to get better and wants to come for the experience, we're certainly very open to that and excited to have them. But we are geared more towards the young professional. And I'd say that, because one thing that you have to do in order to be a part of our program, part of our mission is to give every student that comes a full named role in an opera. That was something that that's different from a lot of programs, and it is a little bit of a risk for us. But it's a real significant financial investment for a student to come for a whole month in the middle of the summer, with us, not just because of the cost of the program, the cost of getting there, but they can't work then, a lot during that month of the summer. And I've seen too many programs where someone would pay all that money and come and understudy a role and wouldn't get much chance, or they would sing in the chorus, and just didn't, if they're maybe they're less experienced, they didn't get enough of a, what in my opinion, enough of a valuable performance experience to make that worthwhile. So we really try to give those opportunities, but that also means you have to be prepared. We do all shows in Italian. That's also part of the mission. So it's all Italian opera. So they have to be prepared to be able to say to arrive. When they arrive, they're supposed to be off book, because we only have 3 weeks to put the show together. So they need to arrive with their Italian and their music completely memorized.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. In order to participate, I'm assuming now you have to apply and be accepted because it's not
Yes.
like I could just apply, you know.
Yes. You have to apply and be accepted. And you know, we do have a lot of singers at varying levels of experience. So, but that's why, you know, in every opera there's giant leading roles and there's smaller roles. So we try to fit students with what we think will be, you know, best for them, that a place that allows them to exceed at what succeed wherever they are in their level of development. So
Is there any, I mean, obviously, this is like, it sounds like an intense program,
it
obviously
is, yeah.
based on opera. Is there any little bit of, well, today we're going to go visit, you know, this city.
Oh,
I mean, is there a little bit of
absolutely,
fun in
absolutely. I mean, we work hard and play hard, I think. So, you know, so we build in a couple of day trips. One day we charter a bus and we go to the beach. Another weekend day we go to Florence for a day. The last couple of years we've had an optional extra excursion to go to Verona to see an opera at the Arena di Verona. Which is, if you know about Verona, it's amazing to go, you know, to see 15,000 people sitting in this ancient Roman arena that feels like, you know, an American baseball stadium watching opera. So yeah, we do a lot of those things. And of course, we all know that what do you do in Italy? You eat. And, you know, and we provide, several group meals every week where we all eat together at a restaurant. And of course, just, you know, to go down to the local pasticceria or cafe, and, you know, in the morning and get your, you know, get your espresso or cappuccino and your cornetto, and pay €3, you know, when our students are used to start, you know,
Yeah.
Starbucks prices here. It's just, yeah. So, I mean, just, I think, and Arezzo is such a beautiful historic city. So, I mean, part of the experience is just being there, and experiencing, you know, the beauty of I think one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
I can imagine.
That's part of it.
I've
Yeah.
never
Yeah.
been to Arezzo myself. I was very fortunate. I spent 5 weeks in Florence.
Yes.
Back in 1986, I'm showing my age here. It was outstanding, and it's all in Tuscany there. So, I
Yeah,
mean,
yes.
what you're the what you're describing just sounds like a mini fantasy world, to be honest.
It is. I mean, it really is. I think it's you know, it's the experience of a lifetime for the students, and you know, both making friends and having experiences that they'll never forget. And also, I mean, they learn so much. I think they learn more about their craft in 1 month with us than they probably do in their entire, you know, year of school.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. If you could just tell us briefly what's part of the training aspect.
So part of it, we do Italian language class. So we do about an hour and a half of Italian every day, in the morning with native speakers. We have a couple different levels, you know, based on where the students are with that. Then we have our opera rehearsals. As I said, the students are supposed to come with their music and language learned. So we dive right in with music rehearsals and staging every day. Each student gets a couple of voice lessons a week. They each get diction coaching, pronunciation with a native Italian coach, every week. We have some movement and breathing training. We also have about three master classes a week where we will try to bring top level professionals in, and you know, the students sing for them, and you know, the artists work with them in that way. And then at the end, the last week, we do full performances with the professional orchestra there in Arezzo, of all the operas. They're all double cast, and each student gets a performance. So we have about 6 days of a different opera performance every night. And then the very last day of the program, We move into the opera house of Arezzo. And ironically, we don't do opera. We do a jazz and Broadway concert.
Hey, that threw me for a loophole.
Which is great for our students, too. I mean, the Italians come out for that more than they do the opera. You know, they love to hear, you know, our American music sung by Americans. And so all the students, you know, they bring their concert, you know, where the women bring their fancy concert gowns and the men bring their tuxes, and everybody gets, you know, decked out, and each student gets to perform, you know, a jazz or Broadway standard with the orchestra. And that's just great fun and a great way to kind of kick off the program at the end. So they all get a lot of performance opportunities. And again, it is quite intense and busy, but we have time for fun too.
Sounds like one hell of a month. Question, how do you go about trying to find participants?
Well, as I was saying earlier, we advertise, you know, all over the country on several platforms that are out there for young aspiring artists. Most of it's honestly word of mouth. We have teachers from different universities that come and work with us. So sometimes they bring their students, or we have a student that maybe, like we have a wonderful professor from Boston University, where they have graduate programs. So I know we had at least one student come last summer. He said, partly was when I come, I want to get to know this professor, so maybe I can get into Boston to study with her as a graduate. And then, you know, you start to develop some relationships with certain universities where, you know, a student comes and has a good experience and they'll tell their friends and et cetera, et cetera. So it kind of grows organically.
Is it limited to the United States?
No, we'll take students from anywhere. And in fact, one thing we're trying to do now is to actually have some Italian singers perform with us. Part of that, sometimes it's hard to fill all the exact roles we need in an opera with the students who apply, especially to get them double cast. We want to provide opportunities for Italian singers too. So last year we had seven Italians that sang roles with us, and it was just a wonderful experience for everybody, because especially if the role was double cast, when an Italian singer and an American singer, the American singer got to hear the native Italian perform the role and hear, you know, how they worked with the language. And that was incredibly instructive for them. In the United States, our technical training is amazing, the best in the world. So then they're hearing vocally the way those students do things and get to work with some of our, American people. And actually, we have a couple of years ago, we have a pianist who joined us from Arezzo, and ended up falling in love with one of the singers who's from from the States, and they're going to be getting married soon, and he wants to come to the United States to study collaborative piano, and I think
that might be a piece for your brochure. Find love as well.
Find your Italian spouse. I don't think that would normally happen, but you know, that it did. And
this sounds outstanding. Tell us, if someone wants to participate, wants to learn more about all this, how do they find you?
You can go to operaseme.org, operaseme.org. You can find all the information we need there. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and you can on the website, we also have links to all of our shows, so you can actually watch all the operas that we've done, and the Broadway concert, lots of great pictures, all the information about the fees. There's a link to apply, so everything Everything is there. So yeah, we'd love to have any students who are interested in this come and be involved. We do give some scholarships. We would like to give more, but at this point, being a young program, we still run almost entirely on student tuition. So I'll say if anyone is out there that's listening, that this thing sounds like a great opportunity for students that they'd love to support, we'd love to, we certainly appreciate any financial support that anyone wants to give to us, because this is a, a great, such a great opportunity for students. But it's also, a student, if we don't give out any scholarships, and again, often we are only able to give, $500 to $1,000 scholarships a lot, but it's, by the time all is said and done, it costs about $7,500 to get a student there. And for some families, that's okay, but for a lot of families, that it's a real heavy lift. And we, and I don't make any money off of this endeavor other than getting my expenses covered. And I put hundreds of hours into it every year because it's my passion. We really try our very best to give the ultimate experience for the students as cheaply as we can. But it's still it's still yeah, it operas and just going overseas for a month, providing housing, food, all that, airfare is an expensive endeavor.
No, it's a challenge. There's no doubt it's a challenge.
Yeah.
But hey, it sounds like a fantastic program. I love your passion for it. When we
Thank
do
you.
things that we're passionate about, that's the best thing in life. And
It is, it is.
I wish you all the best of luck. Keep it going. It's part of our culture. It's a beautiful thing. You're giving an opportunity to young people and furthering this beautiful culture. So thank you so much for all you do. And yeah, if anybody is interested, not a better donation to make to
Thank you. Send them our way. Well,
further
I'm
the
so grateful
arts.
for your time this morning, Frank. Thank
Well,
you.
thank you, Dr. Matthew, for everything.
All right. Thank you.